Welcome to This is America in VOA Special English. I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Barbara Klein. Each year, the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington honors performers for their lifetime of work. This year, the Kennedy Center will honor Mel Brooks, Dave Brubeck, Grace Bumbry, Robert De Niro, and Bruce Springsteen.
Opera singer Grace Bumbry earned starring roles as a soprano and mezzo-soprano in some of the world's most famous opera houses. Her warm voice and wide range brought roles including Carmen, Salome, Aida, Tosca, Medea, and Bess. She was born in 1937 in St. Louis, Missouri. At 17, she won her first big competition. The prize was a scholarship to a local music school. But the school would not let her attend classes with other students because she was African American. The school offered her private lessons instead. Her parents refused. Grace Bumbry went on to study music at Boston University and Northwestern University. She also studied at the Music Academy of the West in Santa Barbara, California. In 1960, at the age of 23, she made her international debut at the Paris Opera. She appeared as Amneris in Verdi's Aida. Her performance is said to have made her an instant star. In 1961, Grace Bumbry became the first black singer ever to perform at the Bayreuth Festival in Germany. Again, some people objected because of her race. In the end, her performance as Venus was a great success. The 72-year-old singer is retired now from opera, but she continues to sing in concert and teaches students around the world.
Some people aren't that lucky. Like the one that Marlon Brando played in On the Waterfront, an up-and-comer who's now a down-and-outer. You remember that scene in the back of the car with his brother Charlie, a small-time racket guy, and it went something like this. It wasn't him, Charlie, it was you. You remember that night at the Garden, you came down my dressing room and you said, kid, this ain't your night. We're going for the price on Wilson. Remember that? This ain't your night. My night. I could have taken Wilson apart that night. So what happens? He gets a title shot outdoors in a ballpark, and what do I get? A one-way ticket to Palookaville. I was never no good after that night, Charlie. It was like a peak you reach, and then it's downhill.
Robert De Niro won an Academy Award for Best Actor for the 1980 movie Raging Bull. He played boxing champion Jake LaMotta. The movie is a good example of how far the actor will go to perfect a role. To prepare for Raging Bull, he gained 27 kilos and became a boxer. He also won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor. He played the young Vito Corleone in the second Godfather movie in 1974. Robert De Niro has appeared in more than 70 films. He has also produced and directed several movies, including Everybody's Fine, released this year. He was born in New York City in 1943.
Blazing saddle, he wore a shining star.
Mel Brooks is a comedian, actor, writer, producer, director, and composer. He has a long list of credits from television, film, and stage. In fact, he is one of only a few entertainers ever to have won an Oscar, an Emmy, a Grammy, and a Tony Award. Mel Brooks began doing live comedy acts in the early 1950s. He later wrote for TV comedy shows before making his mark on the Hollywood film industry. His awards include a Best Writing Oscar for the 1968 movie The Producers. Other notable early films included Blazing Saddles and Young Frankenstein, both from 1974.
Now, that brain that you gave me, was it Hans Delbrück's?
No.
Good. Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Abby Normal.
I'm almost sure that was the name.
Are you saying that I put an abnormal brain into a 7.5 foot long, 54 inch wide gorilla?
What?
Is that what you're telling me?
The American Film Institute has a list of the 100 funniest movies. Young Frankenstein, Blazing Saddles, and The Producers are all listed among the top 20. In recent years, a musical play based on The Producers became a big hit. Mel Brooks was born in 1926 in Brooklyn, New York. He is known for his sometimes shocking humor that makes fun of people and situations.
The Library of Congress calls jazz pianist and composer Dave Brubeck a living legend. The 1959 album Time Out by the Dave Brubeck Quartet was the first jazz album to sell more than 1 million copies. It includes the well-known Take Five, written by Paul Desmond. Dave Brubeck was born in Concord, California, in 1920. He began piano lessons at the age of 4. By 14, he was performing in local bands. During World War II, Dave Brubeck, who is white, formed one of the first racially mixed bands in the Army. After leaving the Army, he studied with the French composer Darius Milhaud. Dave Brubeck formed his first quartet in 1951. The group's unusual mix of jazz and classical styles earned praise around the world. Since then, Dave Brubeck has had many different quartets. His best-known jazz works include In Your Own Sweet Way, The Duke, and Blue Rondo a la Turk.
Bruce Springsteen has sold more than 120 million albums. Most of his songs tell stories about American life. Many are about his life growing up in the state of New Jersey, where he was born in 1949. His first song to enjoy widespread success was Born to Run. It was the title song from his 1975 album. In the day we sweat out on the streets of a runaway American dream. At night we ride to mansions of glory and suicide machines. Sprung from cages on Highway 9, chrome wheel, fuel injected, and stepping out over the line. Oh, maybe this town rips the bones from your back. It's a death trap. It's a suicide rap. We gotta get out while we're young. Cause tramps like us, baby, we were born to run.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has a list of the 500 songs that shaped rock and roll. Born to Run is number 21 on the list. Also listed are Thunder Road, which was on the same album, and Born in the USA.
Born down in a dead man's town. The first kick that took us when I hit the ground. End up like a dog.
The 1984 album, Born in the USA, has sold more than 15 million copies in the United States alone. It is considered one of the greatest rock and roll albums of all time. Bruce Springsteen is also known for his live performances. He and his E Street Band remain one of the top-selling acts in the world.
Bruce Springsteen, Dave Brubeck, Mel Brooks, Robert De Niro, and Grace Bumbry will be honored at the Kennedy Center on December 6th.
Our program was written by June Sims and produced by Katie Weaver. I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Barbara Klein. Join us again next week for This Is America in VOA Special English. I can't